Our final story today is a poem by Troy Jolimar. And it reminds me that just observing animals can transform the way we understand the world. They can also transform the way we understand ourselves. Could watching fireflies transform your philosophy?
Fireflies. As if they could be summoned by a word, one you might have spoken, or perhaps misspoken. It's been known to happen. In the mist-charged air, the blue lead-tinted tinge of not quite remembering that is early evening, they appear. Live embers, greenish gold, tiny skywriters. Light forgers, within whose delicate chambers the elements of a cold flame are brought together. The wind breathes them. The rigid stars above envy the way their nervous constellations make and then remake themselves. It is perhaps some certain grade of silence they await, or some precise earth tilt, some just-so slant of the sun's declining final rays, that sets the temperature, that sends the call, that brings them out. And suddenly they are everywhere, the air, the bushes, the sluggish river water, the eyes of people you pass, nodding, then stop to wonder whether they meant, as you did, by your nod, to acknowledge the little lamps, or something else altogether. The bugs themselves seem to acknowledge nothing, but go on blinking in their binary code, on, off, 1, 0, poised, a flutter, between two thoughts, two possibilities, each one desiring our belief, though they cannot both be true.